Coca-Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And from 1 hour into the next, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, you talked up quite a game when it came to going an hour or two. You said this was going to be a loaded slate.
That
people wouldn't want to miss it. So prove that.
Okay,
prove it.
Well, just think about this. Here's some of the things we're going to be kind of rattling off during this next hour. We're going to talk about Pensacola's underground pop culture scene. You're going to like that one. Also, we'll talk about how the prices are kind of faring from Gulf Breeze all the way north up into Beulah. How much you paying for a gallon of regular unleaded gas? Traffic adjustments coming. And the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival on the way. We'll talk about that one. Every time I say that, my heart goes to Larry Butler, who is a wonderful songwriter, performer, and human being that actually was on this very radio station many years ago.
Really?
But just a legendary person. Anyway, Songwriters Fest is coming up. So those are just a few of the things we'll talk about this hour. But one thing that's interesting, especially coming out of like Tallahassee or Washington, the two offices basically, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, he is what we use the word peeved, okay? I can use that word. He is pretty peeved, continues to sound the alarm about trading with China. Fox's Lillian Wu has more on this trending story.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is looking to block Chinese firms from getting out of paying U.S. tariffs. The top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee says Chinese manufacturers are shifting production to countries that face lower U.S. tariffs, like Mexico, Vietnam, or Malaysia, which would lower the cost to Chinese companies and allow them to flood the U.S. market with cheap goods. In March, Rubio proposed legislation to extend higher tariffs to vehicles produced by Chinese automakers in countries like Mexico. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, I teased you enough. That festival's coming up. I got a text here. When's the festival? Okay, it's October 1st through 6th. Calm down. 127 songwriters, 21 venues taking part in this year's event. Don't let it slip by, and do not miss it. Good stuff coming out.
Absolutely. You know what else is coming out? Traffic and weather together. This update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Alrighty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, is a pretty hectic first hour, and that appears to still be the case now, unfortunately. I-10 is where you're going to encounter the most issues, whether it be you're traveling eastbound towards Palafox Street or westbound towards Palafox. Very heavy congestion going both ways there. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, also dealing with some pretty heavy backups. And the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, both roads messed up. So if you're on Pine Forest, you're going to be backed up to I-10. If you're on 9 Mile traveling eastbound in particular, you're going to be backed up for a ways there. And these issues are just in Pensacola. It doesn't even mention Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees, partly cloudy here in Pensacola. Tonight's going to be mostly clear skies with a low of 73. And as we get into tomorrow, once again, mostly clear with a high of 90 and low of 73.
Okay, 516 News Radio 92.3. I do know this. Mayor Reeves and Pensacola leaders pretty darn concerned about the accelerated rush to spend a lot of money. Here's the problem. The city's concerned about not having an input on the ultimate decision. We know this. City reps are urging the board to wait until more stakeholders can kind of weigh in on that project. Here's how the proposed TDC money will be spent. $60 million goes to an indoor sports facility, $30 million in improvements to the Bay Center. Now the board has approved another million to acquire the ocean liner SS United States as a dive destination and another $350,000 for Pensacon. You think they have a financial thing to worry about?
No.
Potentially. And that's the word you can always use.
I'm optimistic.
The word potential can get you out of everything, let me tell you.
It's maybe.
I ask who has the crystal ball.
There you go. Police in Flomaton are looking for a man suspected of assault and attempted robbery. Police say they're searching for Christopher Moody, who is accused of attacking and trying to rob a woman near Railroad Street and Martin Luther King Jr. on Tuesday. Moody is wanted on felony warrants, and if you have information, you should contact the Flomaton Police Department.
There's a lot of hunters around here. There really are. And they started to get pretty excited this time of year, you know. Thanksgiving's coming around when things start to open up for a lot of the hunters. But get this one. Florida's early wood duck and teal hunting season getting underway Saturday. And that lasts through September 29th. The regular hunting season, duck hunting season, starts November 23rd, goes through December 1st. They take a brief break, then resume from December 7th through January 26th, 2025. That sounds strange saying that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
2025. And yes, FWC confirms, hunters, you're going to need a license. And don't forget, you're also going to need a management area permit. Mm. So take care of that before you go out.
And just wanted to touch on this real quick. Chris, you're never a fan of when, you know, weather people or whatever, like we have Fox Weather nationally up on here, and sometimes they'll fearmonger, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I guess I'm going to touch on it a little bit. We're not out of the woods yet as far as severe weather goes. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are now watching a depression in the Gulf that has a 40% chance of developing over the next week. They're also still watching a few systems in the Atlantic. And the Atlantic hurricane season, just for context, lasts through the end of November.
Yeah, I think you have to add that in there because there is a potential. There is a system coming up out of the northwestern Caribbean right now. And here's the caveat to this whole point. They're not going to know for the next, and when I say they're, the National Hurricane Center is not going to know for the next couple of days about the drifting current. Wind currents. So right now, yeah, they got 40%. But if the wind currents take it to the onto the left side or heading west, it goes back towards the Mexico trip.
Right.
If it goes to the east, it goes back towards the Gulf Coast or the Florida Peninsula. Give us 4 days, and I guarantee you, News Radio 92.3 will have the direction on where it's headed.
Well, and we won't just have that. Right now, we've got a commercial break for you. It's 5:19. When we return, we've got a local story here that's a bit of a head-scratcher. Two Escambia County Public School employees suspended after a student was found hiding in their apartment. We got details on that and more coming up after the break right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has two main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through Jesus. Lasting strength for life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the Gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, there's not a lot going on other than what we've already touched on. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and eastbound towards Highway 29 has some backup still. Same with 9 Mile Road if you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest. And then continuing eastbound towards Highway 29. And then it's going to be Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And last but not least, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And those are just in Pensacola. Doesn't even include Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 90, low of 73, with sunny and mostly clear skies.
Well, we know a little more today about the 7-hour blaze Tuesday night over at EMR, Pensacola Southern Recycling Center. It's over on South Myrick Street. Some employees actually were on scene that night using a crane to lift portions of the scrap pile, allowing responders easier access to reach the fire. So kudos going out to those folks.
For sure.
Pulling a little extra duty on that. Southern Recycling, actually at this point, still in kind of a limbo state, has no comment on when that center will return to normal operations.
Also hinted at this before the break, 2 Escambia County Public School employees suspended after a student was found hiding in their apartment. The Escambia School Board voted Tuesday to suspend Ariel Rice and Ashley Anderson without pay after they were arrested September 1st. The two were hiding a 14-year-old female student in their apartment. PPD's Mike Wood says that they wanted to protect the girl but didn't report the abuse through the proper channels. Charges for not reporting abuse were dropped, but Rice and Anderson are charged with interfering with custody of a minor. An arraignment is set for tomorrow, and DCF is now investigating the abuse claims. Okay, so apparently this young girl, allegedly a victim of some sort of abuse, I'm assuming in her household, if they're keeping her and hiding her, and these two people in the public school system, they were trying to, you know, do good by her, protect her, but assuming that's true, just legally, it's not that simple.
I think they're doing, it comes up in court tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yes, arraignment set for tomorrow.
Okay. We'll follow that one real close for you. We're also following the latest reading on the job market. Indicates companies are still not conducting widespread layoffs. Fox's Jenny Casala has more on the story.
There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims declined by 12,000 to 219,000. Fewer people also remained on benefits. Continuing claims declined by 14,000 to 1.82 million. 7 weeks ago, claims jumped to a more than one-year high of 250,000, but the numbers eased and have been remaining in a range since then. The labor market cooling was a factor in the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates by an aggressive 0.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said the labor market's still in solid condition, but he wants to prevent that cooling from turning into a deeper freeze. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And also, Chris, you had mentioned something, and the only reason I'm insisting we bring this up now is because I'm just looking at the time here. We've got a couple minutes. But you also mentioned something about Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting story here, and I'm glad we could squeeze this in. Netflix is revealing its most viewed shows for the first half of 2024. Fox's Michelle Pollino, she's following this trending story.
Netflix is giving insight into its biggest hits for the year with their latest data dump, with the British series Fool Me Once leading the pack in the first half of 2024, with more than 100 million views globally, just ahead of the third season of Bridgerton with 91.9 million. Bridgerton had an epic 6 months with its first and second season, also making the top 20 with 38.4 million and 34.2 million views globally. Following Bridgerton, Netflix's other big hit, an Emmy winner this year, Baby Reindeer, also out of the UK. The controversial series that is currently subject to a lawsuit was watched by 87.6 million with The Gentleman Next with 75.9 million. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And now you know.
Yeah, and now you know. Yeah, quite an assortment there. And this isn't the last time we're going to be hearing about Netflix this hour. I can guarantee you that because I've got a headline of my own. But here in the state of Florida.
Was that a tease?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Very nice.
Well, you know what? I said that it was. I said I had a state headline, but you know, I've already read that one. So you know what? I'll give the Netflix headline now, since we're on that topic.
You got the spirit. Go for it.
The Netflix series Black Mirror. Have you ever watched it?
I have not.
I've seen like an episode of it. It's adding some big names to its cast for its seventh season. New cast members for the anthology series include Emma Corrin, Paul Giamatti, Rashida Jones, Issa Rae, whatever, Awkwafina, and Tracee Ellis Ross, Kristen Milioti, Bill Magnuson. My goodness. And others will also return to reprise their roles from the season 4 episode USS Callister. The new season will feature 6 episodes and release sometime next year. I know some of those names and some of them I just can't pronounce.
And there you go. This is where the sound comes up underneath, up and under. It's hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah. No, it is. Black Mirror, as they said, seventh season, it's a very popular show.
Okay, it's a September 2. Remember, discover Pensacola's underground pop culture scene. This is from early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, cultural unrest through the years. It's Pensacola Underground, A to Z show. Do not miss this. New exhibit located in the 309 Punk House on North 6th Avenue. Mm. That's going to be a very interesting show.
Yeah, that's Pensacola Underground, and this is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Fox News break coming up.
On Tom Graham, Hezbollah leadership vowing to keep up daily strikes on Israel and blaming the Jewish state for the deadly sabotage of its members' communications devices.
Today in Israel, 2 IDF soldiers died as a result of a Hezbollah strike this morning. 8 Israelis are injured. Hezbollah fired anti-tank missiles across the border. Now, Israel responded with several strikes.
Israel claims it struck hundreds of rocket launchers in Lebanon. President Biden praising the Federal Reserve's half-point rate cut, the first cut in 4 years.
It's a moment for individuals to feel greater confidence buying a home, a new car.
The president speaking at the Economic Club in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks soaring today. S&P gaining 95 points, closing at an all-time high. The Dow also closing in record territory after gaining more than 500 points. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Companies such as Amazon, Meta, and X employed numerous consumer surveillance strategies to help monetize user data without providing adequate privacy controls, including for children, according to findings that were released today by the Federal Trade Commission. The Consumer Protection Agency, which warned 9 companies back in December of 2020 of this, found that many of the companies collected data and wouldn't delete all user data upon request. On Wall Street, stocks were higher today. The Dow finished up 522, the S&P 500 gained 95, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 440 points, good enough for growth of more than 2.5%. The Biden administration announcing today they are extending its review of Nippon Steel's proposed $14.9 billion acquisition of U.S. Steel. The delay allows for the final decision to happen after Election Day. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Galba, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Jordan Love returned to practice yesterday for the first time since suffering a sprained MCL in Brazil during the Packers' Week 1 loss to the Eagles. Love was originally expected to miss at least 3 to 4 games, and now may only miss one if he makes his return against Tennessee on Sunday. If I'm the Packers, I would realize the season is a marathon and not a sprint, and protect my franchise QB for one more week, and not have him return until next week against Minnesota. I'm Zach Galba.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tag, tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really interesting conversation with the incoming city administrator, Tim Kinsella. Lucky, former commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. Man, his background is so fascinating, and what a get for the city. Also, talked extensively about Kamala Harris's sit-down interview with the National Association of Black Journalists on Tuesday. Went through that pretty extensively. And with Tupperware declaring bankruptcy, our frivolous topic was, what do you keep leftovers in? Listen to all those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Been a pretty busy day on the streets, I can't lie. I'm looking at the roads here. I-10, if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, had a lot of issues there. However, they seem to have just about completely cleared out, so there's some good news to get this update started. However, still have some backups if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street. Speaking of Palafox Street, the intersection of Palafox and Burgess Road slightly backed up on both streets there, especially if you're traveling northbound on Palafox towards Burgess. Then it'll be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, and a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway as well if you're traveling eastbound from from Oriole Beach approaching Tiger Point. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola, low of 73 tonight, mostly clear skies in the evening. As we bleed into your Friday, it's going to be another sunny, mostly clear day with high of 90 and low of 73.
Well, you used that operative word busy just a few moments ago here.
Yeah.
It will be definitely busy, starting to rev up tonight. We'll have a couple of high school football games in action. We'll have one on News Radio 92.3 coming up at 7. That is the Tate game, right?
Yes, Tate in West Florida, right at 7 o'clock. After we're done here, right after I do my sign-off, I will surrender my reign over to Jeremy and Jordan in DeBooth for that game. And that'll probably go till around 9:30 or 10.
Okay, and also this week, you'll hear this a lot, especially if you're in West Pensacola. Racers, start your engines. Yep, it's the cry this weekend over at the Pensacola Dirt Track. That raceway, by the way, over on Old Quarry Road. Hot spot for go-kart Saturday. The track is hosting this is a big deal, by the way. The track is hosting the Gulf Coast Reaper Nationals, bringing in racing teams from all over the country. Gates open at 8 a.m. Have you ever seen those hot rod little go-karts?
Yes, I have.
Fast. Really, really fast. You want to talk some sports here real quick? I want to kind of just...
I thought we already were.
We made the tangents back to high school sports.
I was about to say, well, if you want to continue talking about sports, I'm all for it.
Okay, how about if we just remind the folks, Jay also playing Chipley tonight.
Yes.
That's beside the Tate West Florida game. Tomorrow night, Pensacola Catholic, Pine Forest, Escambia faces PC, Panama City, Mosley, Gulf Breeze hosting Booker T. Washington. Pace is up in Andalusia, Alabama for another battle in Alabama Friday night. Navarre hosting Milton. Pensacola has a bye week this week, so they're taking it easy.
All righty. And for college football tonight, week 4 kicking off with just one game. Appalachian State hosting Southern Alabama. Southern Alabama? That's not correct. South Alabama. Get it right.
Doesn't somebody in the building here, didn't they go to Appalachian State or something?
Kevin and Tasca.
I feel like I saw sweatshirts one time walking.
Well, I know that at least one of them, I think both of them, though, have App State decals.
Very cool. So we know who we're pulling for.
And being a Wake Forest fan, it's like a conflict of interest.
Pardon. Mm.
Anyway, but App State does have a beautiful campus, beautiful stadium. Right, it's one of the most scenery-wise, best-looking places in the country for football. But they will host South Alabama. Now, of course, App State enters the game with a record of 2-1 after picking up a win last week against ECU. And South Alabama has a record of 1-2 after beating Northwestern State by 77 points.
Are they playing that at App State?
Yes, that's what I just said.
So the Jags are on the road.
Yes, Boone Stadium, very, very beautiful scenery. You got to give them credit where it's due there.
I bet it's beautiful. Where does that campus?
I said Boone Stadium.
Where is it located?
That's what I'm saying. I misspoke. Boone Pickens Stadium is Oklahoma State. App State plays in Boone, North Carolina. That's it.
In the Black Mountains.
Sure.
I think it's the Black Mountains that side over there.
I was confused enough with what I was trying to say. When you bring that in, I'm not sure.
I was on Interstate 40 one time going through Tennessee. Gorgeous country. And so somewhere along there, the Black Mountains take over into effect when you're crossing through. And I'm sure somebody will text us and correct me if I'm wrong. SEC Saturday, pretty busy week. Florida taking on Mississippi State, Ohio, Kentucky, LSU, UCLA, Auburn, Arkansas. Number 7, Missouri taking on Vandy, South Carolina at Akron, Texas A&M at Bowling Green, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Ole Miss at Georgia Southern, and ULM takes on Arch Manning and the number 1 Texas Longhorns.
I think I was doing the War Eagle Weekly show on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. It's every Thursday morning from 10 to 11, by the way, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, if you are so inclined. Also have it on our podcast page at ESPN Pensacola. But no, as far as doing that show, we were covering some of the SEC games, and I believe the spread is Texas minus 44.5, if memory serves me. So a tight game in Austin, Texas.
Do you think they'll play a lot of their second and third stringers?
Sure.
Just to
because that's the thing.
Save their health.
So they have already played, I think, this is going to be their last out-of-conference game. So assuming that I'm correct on this, either way, they're going to be getting into SEC play next week, I'm almost positive. So that's going to have them, ready for a big boost in competition. I'm sure they're going to rest some guys if they can.
You know, it's called the GSC Conference. It's not the SEC Conference. But
next best thing.
Yeah, it sure is, because UWF, they're going to light up the field this weekend, Penn Air Field I'm talking about, on the UWF campus. Argos facing West Alabama. Kickoff at 6, and you can catch that game live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Just about 5:45 here. I'm going to touch on this as just one last quick note before we get into another quick check of the roads and weather. The WNBA's regular season ending tonight. All 12 teams will be in action, with 3 teams still vying for the final playoff spot. The Atlanta Dream, Washington Mystics, and Chicago Sky all have a chance to earn the 8th seed in the postseason bracket. The playoffs are set to begin Sunday. The New York Liberty have clinched the top overall seed.
Who's going to win the prime game tonight? Patriots, Jets?
Pats. That's my pick. It's been my pick all week. I got to stand by it.
I hope Prime gives me the access code this week. Remember I told you about the last one?
Well, gives you the access code that works.
Yeah, absolutely. I showed it to you.
Yeah. You said, you showed me the email notification saying I'm getting it, and it just wasn't working. But that's technology for you. 5:45 here.
It wasn't right. I want to see the game.
Yeah, that's a crime, man. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox, and on Palafox Street itself traveling westbound towards Burgess Road. Speaking of Burgess Road, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, we actually have some issues there as well. You held up paper. Do you have something to say? Okay, I was about to say, share it with the class, Chris. Now, anyway, carrying on with traffic and weather here. Tiger Point, if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point on Gulf Breeze Parkway, still got some issues there. And then it'll be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 89 degrees in Pensacola still. Low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, copy and paste it. High of 90, low of 73.
I can see your peripheral vision. Is nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, well,
whatsoever.
Because that's the thing. Maybe I misread it. It looked like you had some urgency. I'm like, do we have something?
I was picking it up from the right side over here, and it was, yes, you did see that out of the corner of your eye. I just wanted to chime in here. MLB season winding down. Some teams have already clinched that playoff spot, and more could be joining them really soon. Here's Jax Max. His name is Jax Max, believe it or not.
Really?
They call him Jared Max.
Alrighty, here he comes.
By the end of Thursday's schedule, nearly half of the Major League Baseball playoff spots this year may be accounted for. Wednesday, the first two teams punch their playoff tickets.
The Brewers clinch the National League Central. The New York Yankees are going to the postseason for the 59th time.
On the YES Network and Bally Sports Wisconsin, the Brewers have won division titles in consecutive seasons for the first time in 42 years. The Yankees carry a five-game lead atop their division into Thursday's play, the start of their final 10 regular season games. Three more teams can clinch the playoffs today: the Cleveland Guardians, Philadelphia Phillies, and Los Angeles Dodgers. The Guardians and Phillies can make it with wins or losses. The Dodgers need to win to have a shot to clinch tonight. Jared Max, Fox News.
There you go. And you're a Guardians guy.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to be looking out for that game, watching it like a hawk. I'm sure next hour I'll have the MLB pulled up to get some more details on that. Because I know, as I said, the Rays, I don't think the Rays are fighting for anything. Marlins, one of the worst teams in the league. But the Braves, they are sitting right there. Last I saw, they were right on the outside looking in. The wild card spots were getting pretty chippy with the Mets and Diamondbacks. But the Braves were the last ones of the three. So they're really having to struggle for a wild card spot here, and I know that's got a lot of Braves fans in this area sitting on the edge of their seat.
Hey, if you want to check out the Blue Angels practice session, you got one more shot at it this month.
So all right.
I might just write this down. It's Tuesday. Coming up this coming Tuesday, Westgate on Blue Angel Parkway opens at 9:30. You know the drill here. You can't go through the main gate. You got to go to Westgate out at Blue Angel, and Blues practice session wheels up at 10:30. Preferred seating right behind the Aviation Museum on the flight line. Best seats in the house, and check them out. The weather is going to be CAVU. You know what that is?
CAVU.
CAVU. That's well, but it stands for Clear and Visibility Unlimited. It's a military aviator's term around here.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not a military aviator. Anyway, 548. Before we go to break, we'll get our hourly check of the Wall Street numbers here. Closing higher a day after the Fed's decided to lower interest rates. Both the Dow and S&P 500 surged to all-time highs. Yesterday, the central bank lowered rates by a half percentage point. If you if you weren't listening yesterday and you haven't been listening today, that's one of the top stories we've been talking about. Traders also reacted to today's news that jobless claims fell by 12,000. Now I see it. I was about to say it fell by 12,000 to 219,000. I'm like, that doesn't work. But yes, it does. It had been over 230,000. Fell 12,000, so that's some good news for you. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 522 points to 42,025. The S&P 500 rose 95 points to 5713, and the Nasdaq climbed 440 points to 18013.
You know, I actually followed you perfectly. I really did.
Really? I tripped a couple times there. I'm surprised.
I followed the desert. He's making sense this afternoon. This is great. Hey, News Radio 92.3. That's Austin Price. I'm Chris Bryan. Thanks so much for having us on. Put this down on your calendar. In 8 days, one of the area's most popular festivals return to the waterfront. If you don't have this emblazed in your brain by now, it's like the swallows returning to Capistrano.
All right.
The 47th annual Pensacola Seafood Fest. Talking about food. Grills crank up starting September 27th over at Seville Square, or as I say, across from Hub Stacy's.
As Chris said just a moment ago, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll take a quick break, but when we return, I'll give you a cliffhanger to work with here. The body cam video of Justin Timberlake's DWI arrest in New York, got some updates on that, got some details surrounding that case, as if we didn't already have enough. Details on that and more right here after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, bring the family for another free Cinema in the Sand movie at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and blankets and enjoy Inside Out, beginning at sunset. See visitpensacolabeach.com for more info. Saturday morning, join the team at EcoClean Marine and Oceanic Global for a beach cleanup beginning at 8. Meet at the boardwalk. All supplies will be provided. See eventbrite.com to sign up. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. That song had a longer buildup than I remember.
you certainly made a lot of University of Florida fans happy.
Yeah, the big Tom Petty fans over there. He's part of their culture, part of their team identity for sure. But yeah, about 40 seconds of Tom Petty there. So you're welcome, Gator fans. 5:53. We got a couple minutes before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. And Chris, I'm counting what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of paper in your hands?
These don't count. I just haven't hit the trash can.
I was about to say.
I was aiming for the trash can, but I said, wait a minute.
I was thinking you look scattered over there.
Well, listen, time's running out. I want to get this in here. The deadline to voice your opinion on the Palafox Street revamp plan tomorrow. Don't let this one slip away from you. The proposed project is expected to cost $5 million with planned sidewalks and crosswalks throughout the downtown area. So there, you put a smile on your face for that. This is a concerning piece of information I want to share with you. Congress continuing working to avoid a government shutdown. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Capitol Hill.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll be moving forward on a bill to avoid a shutdown today. Schumer has continued to call on House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with him to keep the government open.
The bottom line is very, very simple, and that is you need a bipartisan agreement to get things done.
Schumer, though, when pressed by Fox News, wouldn't say if he's spoken directly to Johnson. This after House GOP leadership's plan to extend funding for 6 months with an election security bill attached failed after pushback from both sides. Democrats would like to see an extension that doesn't go into next year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we've got some issues still on 9 Mile if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. And on Highway 29 itself, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, it's just some issues on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 89 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73. The exact same thing tomorrow. Mostly clear skies with a high of 90 and low of 73 on your Friday.
You know, that fall itch of this time of year.
Yeah.
And the reason being, the Interstate Fair.
That is true.
Just a few days. You know, this is, when you talk about family entertainment, this is what you're talking about, folks. It really is. Fair returns to town 30 days or so, October 17th through 27th. Up in Washington, there is a group that calls itself Uncommitted, says it will not endorse Vice President Harris this election. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
Hundreds of thousands of voters in several states chose to vote uncommitted on Democratic primary ballots over President Biden as a form of protest against his handling of the Israel-Hamas war, including 100,000 voters specifically in Michigan, home to the largest Arab American population in the country. Now, the leadership of this uncommitted movement say they will not back Vice President Harris either, writing in a statement that her unwillingness to shift on weapons policy toward Israel or make a sufficient statement about human rights, in their opinion, has made it impossible to endorse her. However, they also urge supporters not to vote for former President Trump or a third-party candidate that could help him. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Traffic adjustment scheduled this month for motorists using Michigan Avenue. FDOT is reporting work will begin on a new resurfacing project. The affected area, Mobile Highway to North Palafox Street. Just look for those lane closures and traffic shifts occurring during the nighttime hours. They started around 8, go all the way overnight to 6 a.m. in the morning.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break, the body cam video of Justin Timberlake's DWI arrest in New York back in June will not be released to the public. According to TMZ, Timberlake and the office of the Suffolk County District Attorney came to an agreement to, or is it Suffolk?
Suffolk County.
Suffolk, okay. I always get hung up on how to say that. Anyway, Suffolk County District Attorney came to an agreement to keep the video sealed. 43-year-old pop star pleaded guilty to a traffic violation and driving while ability impaired, whatever that means. He'll pay a $500 fine and will be doing community service as part of his plea deal. Surveillance video showed him running a stop sign and swerving between lanes in Sag Harbor.
What it means is he got a break.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he didn't have to do like a show or something, you know, to pay for a fund, you know. The Justin Timberlake fund or something.
They're like, he's a pop icon. That's too easy. That's his bread and butter. Office work's not.
And there's a lot of talk about pot around our state. You know, everywhere you go, people's talking wacky weed, whatever.
Right.
This is the string in terms of advancing the story for you. New endorsements for Amendment 3 coming in today. A lot of them, actually. Here's one, Athletes for Care. They're a Jacksonville-based nonprofit organization. They've supported medical marijuana and CBD use by athletes for quite a while now. They are endorsing Florida's recreational pot ballot initiative. Officials say Florida residents will benefit from legal access to safe, regulated cannabis. You're going to get the split party. You know, you got the right. Morgans out there going for the cannabis, and then you got the DeSantis not going for the cannabis. It's up to you, voters.
Yeah.
November 5th.
And speaking of ballots and voting and all that political mumbo-jumbo, Election Day is 47 days away as the candidates hit the campaign trail. Don't forget it! Former President Trump attending an event on fighting anti-Semitism and giving remarks at the Israeli-American Council's National Summit in Washington, D.C. Vice President Harris speaking during a live streaming rally event in Detroit with Oprah Winfrey. And both VP nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz giving remarks at the same event in the nation's capital today.
Go out and make it a great weekend. Your weather, you don't have any complaints. I mean,
no excuses.
Listen, if the honey-do list is passed to you and it includes, like, do the grass, mow the lawn, you know, all that stuff, you know, trim the hedges, you're stuck.
Right.
I mean, there's no get. Well, dear, it's going to rain. No, dear, it's really not going to rain. And also, there's a tropical low-pressure system out of the northwestern Caribbean Sea. You go, do me a favor. You go have a great weekend, because there's nothing you can do about to know about that for the next 3 to 4 days. So enjoy yourself. Thanks for listening today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.